This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You
know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. Taz here. Andrew Bogish is here. Moose will be back in next week. So welcome to the show. We appreciate it very much. You know what? You can call the show. That's a very simple process.
Attention hotline fans.
It's down 855-212-4227. That's an 855-212-4227. We're coming to you live right now from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Millions of Americans finance their home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Thank you to everybody listening to the show across the CBS Sports Radio affiliates across the United States. Appreciate that. Maybe you're listening on radio.com or the CBSSports.com app, or maybe you're listening on Sirius XM channel 206. A lot of people have been calling the show, listening on 206. A lot of wrestling fans have called the show. Just joining, I made an announcement yesterday on social media last night that I'm leaving the show. I made that decision a few weeks ago, so Friday will be my last day here. So we've had a lot of people call the show and say, hey, goodbye, Taz, go fish a herring, yada, yada. And we've also been talking a lot of wrestling. We'll talk a lot of wrestling tomorrow and Thursday and Friday, too. So it's basically a four-day send-off of Taz here, and Andrew loves this.
Low-key.
Yes, low-key.
Tame.
Yes.
In the Taz style.
Yeah, humble.
Right.
It's all about humble. All right, we're going to do the three, and in a little while, we'll do a Raw update. Three biggest headlines of the day in 3, 2, 1.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Saints crushed the Colts 34-7 on Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
Zach is back.
Beat down Jones right here in this game for sure. All Saints nonstop. It was not entertaining, not fun, unless you're a Saints fan to watch. I blessed the announcer's heart. What's his name? Booger
and Joe Test and Boogs.
Yeah, they were trying to put over Jacoby Brissett like he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. They were trying their best to make like he's the next Tom Brady. I mean, the kid's a good player, don't get me wrong. And a lot of folks haven't said his name since he's gone. Angel Luck's name, I should say, since he's gone. I mean, you heard Booger say that on the broadcast. A little bit of a stretch, Jones. I get it. I understand. I think because Colts fans are just dialed into their quarterback now, and Andrew Luck's a thing of the past, so why bring him up? I get that. That's how it goes. But last night, this Monday night game was not about the Colts or Brissett or Mack or none of these guys. It was about one person. That was the New Orleans Saints quarterback, Drew Brees, who was 29 of 30. Dude.
29 of 30.
Over 300 yards, 4 TDs, 1 interception, and he had an historic night. He broke. He's now the leading touchdown getter in the NFL. Amazing.
He already had the record for completions and yards, now touchdown passes. But again, the oddity is it's a very, what was the word that you came up with that Sean Payton pre-copied?
Oh, he copied me. Fluid.
It's fluid because right now Breeze has 3 more than Tom Brady, and they've got 2 more games left this season, and then at least next season for the two of them. So this may be the first of many times this record changes hands. But for last night, Breeze was peak Breeze as he made history. No kind of backdoor sneaking through, one last throw. I mean, they went out there and they destroyed the Colts. And obviously, the overall record of 541 touchdowns is ludicrous, but he went 29 of 30 in an NFL game. Mm. And the one incompletion was a miscommunication on a throw to the sideline. I mean, he was very close to being perfect last night. I don't know how you can do that. And he keeps doing it. I mean, he has been surgical his entire career and reached peak levels of that last night. They're 11-3. Niners, Seahawks, Packers, all 11-3. Right now, the Saints are the 3 seed in the NFC. So they'd have a home game in round one in a couple of weekends. Mm. And you'd have to go to the Superdome and beat them. And good luck with that, no matter who you are.
Nah, dude, that's tough. That really is tough. And that NFC, as you pointed out earlier, they have some go-getters in that conference as opposed to AFC, where it's a little more loosey-goosey Jones. But, yeah, the NFC is no joke. And, from the Saints to the Seahawks to the 49ers are sitting second in the West behind the Seahawks. But still, 49ers are as advertised. And yeah, the Packers obviously sitting 11-3. And the Vikings, let's not sleep on the Vikings at 10-4.
You know? And we've got a Packers-Vikings game in the last 2 weeks. We've got Niners-Seahawks in week 17. We've got Cowboys-Eagles for the NFC East this week. It's going to be fun to finish things out here in the NFC.
Your name is in the show.
Go.
My name is the show. I hate to be saying
that. It's the first
that.
Name of the show.
Right, which is the lead name. But I digress. No, I was just going to say, we're about to do number two here. And number two should be basically Zach saying Taz vast talent levels. Something like that. Because
number two
I can go.
Want me to get him real
quick? No, please don't get him. Because I'm saying, I'm known as Angel. I'm over here spitballing in the NFL. Way I can just multitask talent him.
Oh, of course. I, there's no one better.
Thank you. All right, number two.
Number two.
Josh Gordon banned indefinitely by NFL for PEDs, substance abuse.
You know, before we get into this topic, I got to tell you, some people, Andrew, don't get my sense of humor that have been listening on the show.
Shame on them.
No, I'm not kidding. Some listeners have not. Actually, the guy I co-hosted with didn't get my sense of humor. But anyway, I digress. Here's the thing. A lot of listeners, not a lot, a handful, because I've seen over the past on Twitter, some people don't stand. Like, oh, God, that guy's such an egomaniac. Oh, my God, you're such about you. Oh, my God. Hey, dummies, I'm joking. Relax.
That was a joke?
All right, Josh Gordon, Andrew. Pete's too much. He's too much.
Pete's a star.
I don't mean everybody's a dummy, by the way.
No, certain people. Some people are.
Yeah.
And we can all be a dummy in an instance.
Oh,
no,
I've done,
not
I've
you.
Done that. No, I have done that. I do that. I did that at home yesterday. Thanks, my wife. I'm a dummy a lot.
What'd you do yesterday?
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Everything's fine.
So, Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
I mean, this just sucks. I mean, there's no people want to play the blame game, and I'm sure there's blame to go around. But I mean, the bottom line is this guy can't get his you-know-what together for a number of different reasons. And, you know, the news we know about is football. I mean, that he can't play football right now and maybe never again. I mean, this is going to be the second time where he's kind of suspended indefinitely. And I don't know how many second chances you're going to get from league headquarters.
It's more than second chances. But his, dude. But his how many life, chances?
Right.
This is like, forget it.
But his life sucks. I mean, because he can't. The best thing about him, or at least one of the best things about him, is this God-given ability to be a really good NFL receiver, to make money, to play a game for a living, to have fun, to see the country, to win football games, maybe win titles. And Josh Gordon just can't keep things straight, and it's going to affect every other part of his life. And he's a young man. There's a lot of life left for him, hopefully.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of issues still to work through.
He's 28 years old, okay? And it seems like every time I turn around, he's missing time from playing. He missed the entire 2015 and 2016 NFL seasons because of substance abuse issues, you know? When he was with the Browns, I think that was. And then the Browns basically said enough of this stuff, and they traded him to the Patriots in 2018. And his issues didn't stop there, you know. So, you know, at the end of that, then it was like Gordon violated the drug policy again. Missed the entire postseason and the Super Bowl when the Pats played the Rams. You know what I mean? So
yeah, and I know it's easy to make jokes. It's easy to you know, kind of dismiss
this.
There's nothing
funny about this.
No, I mean, but addiction is real. And no matter what it is, whether it's weed, video games, you know, harder drugs, they all go back to the same alcohol, obviously. They all go back to the same thing. It's a disease, and you can try and fight and have all the support, but sometimes the disease wins, and it keeps winning in its battle with Josh Gordon.
It's
that's
funny.
Just sad to say.
It really is, and I agree with you, and hopefully he gets his stuff together. But, you know, speaking of weed, I've read many places. A lot of people and experts say that it's actually not addicting.
Am I anywhere close to an expert? No. Do I think that, like, weed's a gateway drug, that if you smoke weed, you're going to start graduating the part of things?
I agree, I think
from what I've read casually about addiction, you could be addicted to anything.
Right.
Because it's just something inside you that makes you need that, whether it's broccoli or weed or, you know, it could gambling, it could be any of these things. And it just it drives you to the point where it affects your life. Now, sometimes that makes you sick. It makes you dangerous. You know, it gets you in legal trouble. Or it just means you're, like, locked in your basement playing Halo for 17 straight hours doing nothing. Like, it's all the same issue that you can try your best to fight. And sometimes you just can't win it. And we don't know the specifics now of what all of the, you know, the kind of dual failed tests, right? It was PED and substance abuse violations. We don't know these specifics yet, although it does seem to make now more sense why the Patriots cut him off injured list, and then he was immediately healthy enough to play for Seattle.
Right.
Maybe they knew this was coming. The bottom line is, you know, Josh Gordon is just not well, and it's a shame that he can't live any kind of life right now, let alone a football life.
I know. No, it is. What are you addicted to? I'm addicted. I know.
Radio,
what I'm addicted,
baby. Making good radio.
What a mark.
Reading sports news every 30 minutes in 2-minute or 90-second clips. That's... Telling America what it needs to know with music underneath me.
Oh, my God. That's too much. You should have your own podcast.
Yeah.
Radio. It's what's inside me. That's what it should be called.
Football,
put that on your,
fabric,
put that
first
on your
aid.
I'm addicted to caffeine, like a lot of Americans or people in the world, not just Americans. What are you addicted to? I really am addicted to caffeine.
Did you
really
ever figure out that 7-Eleven hiccup where you, like, thought you were...
Oh, I had the problem with bathroom bowels.
Yeah.
Blowout Jones.
Did they ever admit their issues?
No,
at one particular store?
I didn't go back. It's sad, man. I drive by the place and my friend... Jib, he's out there yelling. His name is Jib. He yells.
Has anybody seen Taz?
No, but he just
yells.
You're
driving by, holding your coffee out, hoping that today you'll come get it.
He always calls me Baba. But then a buddy of mine that my son played lacrosse with, his dad is always in there. He always calls me Baba. I said, oh, that's his gimmick.
Oh, you thought
so
you Jib, were getting a
special
nickname.
Yeah. So Jib, his name is J-I-B. And he's always outside the place smoking a cigarette. So when he sees me driving by, he sees my big truck. He hears the Led Zeppelin or Limp Bizkit.
Yeah,
he knows
lights are going off.
He knows the
police
lights.
Escort.
Right. I got smoke. Right. I just put the new smoke stacks on the side of the doors.
There's people up on the overpasses with signs. Good morning, Taz. Giving you your sports news as you go down the LIE. The Saints won last night is a huge sign. Drew Brees set a record.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He said his Jib yelling, oh, I got the coffee, Baba! And I, like, you know, and I just...
You call everybody,
yeah, so,
Baba.
Yeah, so I just, you know, I can't go back.
Keep your coffee.
Sorry,
keep your nickname.
Jib, I had the giant coffee for me, and I got the runs. My colon came out of my hamstring, you know, in the men's room. It was awkward.
Oh, poor speakerphone Jones. The overpass, exit 32 on the LIE.
I guarantee you, speakerphone Jones will call the show by the time Friday gets here. And he will be so emotional. He's a very emotional man.
Oh,
he was
great.
I mean, it's... Well, he works... Does he work under you now? He works for you?
He's part of the team.
There you go. He's going to be... He'll be like an SVP for you. Senior Vice President.
I got to admit, he does a nice job.
He's a good earner.
There you
he
go.
Does. He does a nice job. I like his work.
Yeah.
He won't have to collect a severance.
Pete hates it.
Hates it. Because they're the same.
Pete
knows it.
If you had to work for Mikey B's production company, and you had to answer to the SVP, speakerphone Jones.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Would you like to try the Impossible Big Mac? I'm Pete the Body.
Everything's impossible.
All right, next.
Number 3.
WWE Raw results.
Oh, my God. Mike, really?
What?
I mean, really, Mike? Really, bro?
WWE. Raw. Results.
I mean, that's what's going to happen? That's what we're going to have Zach say? We can't be a little more creative, Mike? Mike, please. You're a big
boss. Well, my thought process was, let's keep it simple and let the expert go into details.
Oh, my God. That is a lie. Gee whiz, dude. I mean, you better than this. Are you really?
There's always
Zach's
tomorrow.
Not, though.
It's always tomorrow.
WWE.
WWE.
Yeah, he does the fake radio voice like you.
WWE Raw Results.
Well, guess what? We're not going to do that here. We're going to do it on the other side of break.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, that's never done before. No, really. I don't. You know, I don't do the traditional. I'm a different.
Yeah, the regular radio host would follow up the production with the payoff, but you go no.
No, not now.
Wait for it.
That's right. It's a hook. Sit back, be back, re back.
And give us a call, 855-212-4227. That's an 855-212-4227.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, this show has flown by. It's not over yet. We got another like 40 minutes, but the show's flying by, I should say. Hey, CBS Sports Radio toll-free line 855-212-4227 is brought to you by Geico. Great news, okay? There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Before I get to, by the way, look, my phone is transcribing everything I'm saying because I hit the button by accident, so that's weird. That's a problem. The other thing is because I'm all thrown off because Andrew is trying to go under my desk and between my legs because she wants
to say goodbye.
Take your charge of there.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Connor, listening in Kansas City.
Connor, you're here
with Taz and Andrew. How's it going, buddy? Connor.
You again. It's been a long time since I called the Taz Show. I'm an old school Taz Show fan. When you said you were taking wrestling calls, I almost called 866-475-2948.
Yes, wow. The old number, Midtown Jones. He's talking about when we were in Midtown, when the Taz Show was there, and none of you guys here know that, except for Andrew, when he did Baseball at the Plate, whatever
right.
It's called.
Yeah.
It's a weird name, Baseball at the Plate. Anyway, Connor,
rolls
yeah,
off the tongue.
Now I remember your name. How have you been there, Haas? What's going on?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I just wanted to call and put you over, say I'm excited to see what you're doing next, see what 2020 brings. I've never actually listened to Taz and the Moose, but, you know, when I heard you were taking wrestling calls, I had to say call and say, what's up, dude?
Yeah, man.
And I think Corey Graves is a jabroni. I know you were chill about it, but what he said, like, upset me as a fan. You know, I just think he's a goofball, you know?
Right. I hear you, man. Yeah, well, for those that don't know what he's speaking of, Corey Graves is the SmackDown color commentator with Michael Cole. And Michael Cole and I were broadcast partners for a lot of years on SmackDown. And Corey Graves put out a tweet of the other day, and we touched on this yesterday, but of Samoa Joe and Vic Joseph saying a new and improved Michael Cole and Taz. And apparently, now, Connor, I don't know if you followed along, but apparently he claims that he was joking around and I can't take a joke. And, you know, it was one of those things.
Maybe he can't make one.
Tweet gone wrong and that's a joke. You know, that type thing. You know what I mean? But, yeah, dude, you know what, man? It's like I wish, Connor, look, I assume you listen to my podcast normally or yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you know how I am, and you listened to the Taz Show back in the day or watched it. I don't wish bad at any of the current wrestlers or announcers. I only wish the best for them. I believe in the current wrestling state of men and women. That's who I believe in. So I would only pray. And Samoa Joe's my friend, so why wouldn't I hope he does well at something? I was a friend for a long time. So I it has nothing to do with Joe. It had something to do more. I felt like this guy was bashing my body of work as a commentator. And apparently it was a joke behind the scenes, but I'm not behind their scenes. I don't work for WWE. So I wasn't involved with the joke. So, you know, that's the thing that makes me crazy. You know, it's like when people say, oh, it was a joke. Well, it was a joke at my expense. Like, you know, if someone jokes with you, that's funny. But if they go public and joke and could affect your brand or something you're working on, well, that's not funny if it affects my brand and affects what I'm trying to do to make money for my family.
Yeah, or give, I mean, if it is like a bit, give you a heads up.
Right, that's all.
And you can coordinate a response and whatever and have fun with it and roll.
Utilize an emoji. You know, Connor, like, Graves didn't do that. Like, put a JK for just kidding. Or L-O frickin' L.
Yeah, a little winky eye face.
Ha-ha! Something. Something.
Right.
I don't know. He didn't do any of that. So, anyway, Connor. But I appreciate the support, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
All right, bud, you got it. Talk to you soon. Take care. Thanks, Ken. Well, that ended bad. He seemed a little bit like he didn't want to go.
Well, I mean, he's been waiting years to talk to you, so he would have stayed on as long as possible. Well,
Pete hung up on him.
Sorry.
All right, Hella's here.
He was overwhelmed.
Hella, did it seem awkward that Connor didn't want to, like, I feel bad. Like, it was that bad?
I mean, he wants to talk to you, and...
We talked. How much are we going to talk?
Well, I mean, Pete cut it off. Pete cut it off.
I know he did.
He's been hanging up on people for years.
Damn me.
How long am I going to talk to Connor? I like Connor.
That's true.
I remember his name now. I remember the man. I do. Connor Heller.
Not to be confused with Connor Heller.
Please, don't kill a bit. Don't be a bit killer.
All right.
We don't need that anymore in this show. That's happened enough here. Okay? You got an update, bro?
I do.
This is the last one of the day.
Last one of the day. Yeah.
Tomorrow, I hope you have wrestling as Andrew's stuffing his face. I didn't know he was eating. I looked over. The guy's got like a mound of yogurt in his mouth.
Jeez.
And granola.
Like a three-course meal.
The thing is,
update, Tom. No one listens to those. Correct.
The thing is, how about we do something different? I know that's a rare thing around these parts, but how about we do something different? Like today's show.
We are robots, different. Correct. I don't know how.
It's not guys' fault. Yes, yes.
As the creative director of TAS 2020, do you want to save this idea for whatever's coming in? Do you want to, coming down the road, or are you going to burn it here and leave it be our intellectual property?
Whoa. My IP is anything that my name is on. That's number one.
Mm.
Okay? That's the first thing. There'll be I got a team of lawyers. You know that. So,
Lawyer Jones, Lawyer City.
But the idea I have, really, is just, you make a good point. Because it's a good idea. But
right.
You guys would never, ever do this again here once I'm out of here. Basically, the idea is this. In the update, there should be some wrestling news in the update.
Oh, you're right. That'll never happen again. Take it away, Brad.
In every update?
Yeah. Tomorrow, day after that. Love the
men.
Business. Yeah, why not? Pete the Body? I would consult with Pete the Body.
That's what I was going to do.
He's an expert.
I'll have him.
Or what's his name, too?
Pierno.
Pierno. Anthony will give you updates, too.
Okay.
We'll be out tomorrow, though. But
one line. All right. Well, you call him when he's home. He loves to work from home, Anthony. Yeah.
One line. Yeah. And in wrestling.
That's it. Perfect. You sound great.
Now for the NBA.
Something like here. Here's a headline that would be today. And in wrestling, Lana and Bobby Lashley are getting married or engaged. They got engaged on Raw. Lana and Bobby Lashley got engaged on Raw. Can you do that in your voice?
Lana and Bobby Lashley got engaged on Raw, and that is your wrestling tidbit.
Not tidbit. This is
news.
Not a joke.
Nope.
News.
Okay.
It's news, sir.
Okay.
So you had to ruin it with the tidbit.
All right.
It's an update. It's part of the update.
Brad.
And now, let's talk about the Nets. Whatever you normally do. The Nets, and let's get into the Islanders are great. Whatever you want to do. Just do the update, dude.
Okay?
Got it. You typing that into your script right now?
All right.
Always making additions on the fly.
You guys have great chemistry.
We're professionals.
So you got to be careful. Mike's analyzing this.
Oh, boy.
Talk about creative director. That guy's going to be Mark Chernoff's right-hand man. He'll be the creative director in this company.
Every move we make, everything we say, he's analyzing in for possible use in his podcast in 2020.
He's a stooge to the bosses. I'm telling you. He's a stooge.
All right. This report is sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Drew Brees will be 41 next month, and he is showing no signs of slowing down. 4 touchdown passes to break Peyton Manning's career record. The Saints dominated the Colts in the Monday night game in New Orleans, 34-7.
It just kind of makes you shake your head. Are you kidding me? I'm not sure how we got here. it just kind of makes your whole life and career flash before your eyes. Because I never thought I would have had the chance to be a part of something like this, and just looking at the entire journey.
Brees actually passed Tom Brady and Peyton Manning last night. He now has 541 touchdown passes. He also set a single-game record for completion percentage, going 29 for 30.
I go out there with the expectation that the ball shouldn't touch the ground, right? Unless I'm throwing it away or, occasionally they're going to make a play, But I don't know. You have that expectation. You work for that. You expect that. And so you're just playing ball.
Saints are 11-3, tied with the Seahawks, Packers, and Niners for the best mark in the NFC. The Colts have lost 4 in a row. They are officially eliminated from the playoff race at 6-8. The Saints, by the way, claimed Janoris Jenkins off waivers from the Giants. That is supposed to be official today. The Chiefs claimed Terrell Suggs. Seahawks receiver Josh Gordon has been suspended indefinitely again for violating the NFL's policies on PEDs and abusive substances. The NBA's longest winning streak done at 18. The Mavericks beat the Bucks in Milwaukee 120-116. That was without Luka Doncic, Kristaps Porzingis, and Seth Curry. Each scored 26. Giannis had 48 in the loss. Elsewhere, the Rockets pulled off the biggest comeback in franchise history.
Harden working against Murray one-on-one in space outside the arc, top of the key. Crosses him over, pulls back, shoots 4-3 to tie it up, and he does! Game tied at 97! The Rockets have tied it up after trailing by 25.
Greg Ackerman on Rockets Radio. The Rockets win it 109-107 over the Spurs. The Thunder were down 20.
The guy who works here, is he the shop steward?
No. Oh, he is a shop steward, but that's
not him on the call.
Different act.
What? That's not him?
No.
Yeah. What's the other guy's name?
Craig Ackerman.
That's
and
Craig.
This guy's Greg?
No.
Craig and Rich. Rich is here.
Rich is the shop steward.
Correct.
And Craig, okay.
Our,
can you stop chewing? And
I'm sorry, I'm just so act. I want to talk about act so badly. Our act. The dean of update anchors is Richard Ackerman, professor.
Oh, you're a mock fan.
The gentleman you just heard is Craig Ackerman, radio and TV voice of the Houston Rockets, and they are of no relation.
Yeah, Rich will be here in about 10 minutes for his update at noon.
On Thursday.
Yeah.
Very prompt.
Day early.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. Interesting. A lot of interesting people at work here.
It's radio.
A lot of them I won't miss. So, just so you know.
Who will you miss, Taz?
I tell you right now.
Well, that's it.
Pete the Body, Mike.
Thank you.
Jerry Recco.
That's a good one. Jerry's a missable guy.
Gio.
Okay. Going off the board a little bit. All right.
Greg Giannotti.
What about Boomer? Al Dukes.
A little bit. Al Dukes is a double agent.
Taz.
I like Al, but then there are times that I want to fight him. Like fist fight.
Yeah.
Like dislocated shoulder. Like, you know, that kind of fight. You know, like pop one of his joints out.
I feel like me versus Al would be an interesting fight. The Taz.
Yeah. I kind of want to go over there and fight Al now. He pissed me off when he came in here yesterday. He got me a little annoyed.
All right, who else? Sorry, so we've gone through that entire crew. How about Joe or Evan?
Evan's all right.
Okay. I'm watching the game.
I don't really know
and enjoying
Joe.
Myself.
We've already hit the over. I'm impressed.
The guy walks by me. I go, hey, bro. He goes, hey, bro. It's like a double bro.
Yeah.
You know?
Maggie Gray.
No.
Bart Scott.
No.
That's all I know. The day ends on the fan at that point.
Rich Ackerman.
I met him one time, and it really was a very indifferent meeting. I really don't care.
Craig Ackerman.
Does a good job on play-by-play. Who else here? Nah, I wouldn't. I don't really miss a lot of people. Nah, I just, you know, I like. It's kind of. I don't know. Mike, help. I don't mean who else. I mean,
well, you know what annoyed me about Al coming in yesterday?
Yeah. That annoyed me.
Here we go.
If I did that over there, I'd be like punished.
I know,
for real. And it annoyed me. He comes in here. It's you know, it's funny. I go there. It'd be like a. I'd
well, I didn't
punished.
Like what he said. I didn't like what he said. Yeah. And you know, Al, he's one of these guys that he'll act like he doesn't mean to be a wise ass, but he's doing it on purpose. So I need to get his face punched. Not by me. I'm not threatening him on a national radio level. But I go way back with Al. Like, I know Al a long time. I know Al longer than all you guys know Al. Like, I know him that long.
So what, 2.5 years?
No. I know him. No, wise ass. I know him. It's got to be 20 years I know Al.
When he was a radio producer? Not a music producer?
Like a real producer. Now he's just a fake producer. That's a star.
It's a paper pusher.
He does his 15-minute show. He's a star there. He thinks he's a podcast star. He pales in comparison to Mikey B.
I mean, he's a...
Get it out. Get it out.
He's advanced, Mike.
No, Al's all right. I'm busting chops. I like Al. But he was annoying when he came in.
My kid's in a Pokemon. And like in Pokemon, you start out at a base level, and then your little creature like evolves after a certain stage. Al is like two evolutions of Mike as a producer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? You do that on Pokemon?
Yeah, like you go from one, you like you gain a little.
Oh, sorry, but when you guys were playing video games, I was winning championships.
Oh, we get it. You were a wrestler. I
was drawing thousands of people to a building to watch you fight.
Okay, yeah,
sorry.
I know the sportatorium was packed. We get it.
It wasn't the sport. That's his new thing. He's got the sportatorium. He's hooked. They blew the building up 10 years ago. He's hanging out at the sportatorium in Dallas. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I took out all the Von Erichs, one after another.
That's the old thing. Man. He's hung up on the Von Erichs now. It's crazy.
Then the Von Trapps were next.
Oh, my God.
Down went the That's sportatorium.
That's a good name. Von Trapps. That's a good name.
Von Hayes also died that night.
Yeah. So tomorrow, you'll do an update. Hello, Brett. Hello. Tomorrow, you'll
I'm here.
It's like zoning out.
Oh, good. We're back. Can finish my breakfast.
If you can, Pete will help you. He'll give you like some info like on Van Hammer. We'll get an update. Speaking of Vans, on Vons, right? We'll get an update on him.
I have a wrestling note today.
Well, it wasn't part of your update. Are you still doing your update?
You're yeah, not the,
oh, go.
I wasn't
I'm
done
sorry.
Yet.
Layout. Here we go.
All
go.
Right. Big NHL trade. The Devils sending 2018 Hart Trophy winner Taylor Hall to the Coyotes for 2 draft picks and 3 prospects. Arizona, 42 points, tied for the most in the Pacific Division with Edmonton. The Oilers beat the Stars last night 2-1. The Blues won their third straight 5-2 over the Avalanche. Capitals were shut out by the Blue Jackets 3-0. From baseball, Wade Miley and the Reds are agreeing to a 2-year deal worth $15 million. The Brewers signed outfielder Avisail Garcia, 2 years and $20 million. And from wrestling, Lana and Bobby Lashley got engaged on Raw.
All right.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Wrestling and a sports update. That's what I'm saying, bro.
Never
We're trying
done
to take this show to another level here.
Well, it's been being done. All right, we'll get to your calls the other side of break. You know, great job, Hella. We appreciate everything you do for the company. Tell you that.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll talk. Right. Well, Hella will. Andrew and I will be back here on the other side of break. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
At the Player of the Week is brought to you by Grainger. Let's take a look at the one who got it done. This week, it's Bradley Beal. Beal piled up 35 points and 10 assists as the Wizards tops the Pistons. 133-119 in the Motor City of Detroit. The Player of the Week was brought to you by Grainger. Grainger's got your back when it comes to safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Grainger.com. Yes, sorry, Bob. We didn't give you, Andrew and I, yet. Anyway, we'll get to it here. Of that Raw conversation, a little bit of a Raw convo from Monday Night Raw last night. Let's go out to Houston, talk to our guy here. Speakerphone Jones, what's going on, Haas?
Well, there's no more hashtag Lee over to antagonize the Moose anymore, so I guess we're back to the good moment tag.
Well, good moment, exactly, and We Over Nation is still alive and kicking. That will never die. That will never die, the We Over Nation. You know that.
No, it'll never die. Taz, considering we're going back to talking about most important thing you, I had some hashshirts.com ideas that I've been dying to share with you, and I hope you got a minute to listen to me on.
Hold on. I got plenty of time, and the audience would love to hear this. But here's the thing.
Mark.
I don't normally want to ask this question to you, but, like, dude, what are you doing? Are you in the shower? What's the noise in the background?
Oh, that is probably Clifford, my big red truck, making a little bit of noise as I'm barreling down the freeway on the way to work.
Wow.
Working for Mike Bisseglia?
Well, Pete the Body's face is so mad because he hears that. He knows that Speakerphone Jones has a big truck in Houston, and he's like annoyed. Yeah, Pete's
Mark,
annoyed.
Mark. So you're doing Uber runs in an 18-wheeler?
No, please stop it. I am a high level paid manager for a Fortune 100 company.
100.
I don't know.
Fortune 100.
No, I'm not going to my cashier job at Mickey D's like Pete the Body after work.
Oh, hot take. Oh, watch that. Whoa, there it is.
Shots. Don't start me.
No.
Don't start. Oh, boy.
Fuck it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, there's your first T-shirt idea. A big bald-headed Pete with the word Mark tattooed to his head. How about that?
I'll get the royalties on it, though.
I'll take two.
Oh, you darn straight. Give hashtag me over. Gets all the...
Gets
the big off of that,
though. Fuck it! That's stark. Oh, Pete, that was a good one, dude. He got you pretty good there. He buried
it. He can kick me in the yandex all he wants. I love the guy.
If only he loved you.
Yeah, he doesn't love you, though, dude. Unfortunately,
okay.
Speakerphone. He
That's
doesn't.
Okay. I'm not desperate like him.
Do you collect a severance when Taz leaves?
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Buck.
I'm going to wet my teeth a little bit.
All right. So, all right, you're supposed to be putting me over. What else you got?
Talk about me more.
This is how long I've been holding on to this one. Last year, you kept talking about with Seattle, the 12th man. I picture a big 13th, big orange 13th on the front of a black shirt, the in lowercase letters at the top of the one, man, lowercase letters in the bottom of the three, and on the back of the shirt it says hashtag Leover.
No.
The 13th man.
No.
Okay. No. Here's the other one of something you said that I got to use during the holidays because I stole your IP. A big picture, black and white picture of Kaz screaming into a microphone, and it says, you want me to talk? Pay me.
No, we're not doing that either.
Well, it was worth a shot.
That's it?
It went over like a fart in church.
Hold on a second. Hey, Mike, this guy's you're going to be a creative director for your podcast company?
Yeah, we're not doing great as a company.
Buck.
No, those are good ideas. You don't like them, but it doesn't mean they were bad ideas.
No, I'm not one of these guys, speak for Jones, that believes in no idea is a bad idea. No, that's BS. There's a lot of ideas that are bad ideas. Yeah, and those were two of them.
Putting you over the mess, I had a bad idea. It's your words. Your wonderful words.
Oh, God.
Anything you come up with is gold, isn't it?
I love bearded men.
Maybe.
Sometimes. Well, Speakerphone Jones, we're going to miss you, you know? I mean, you're not going to be part of the show anymore either, so.
Yeah, well, I'm going to miss you guys every morning. It was a pleasure, and I have a feeling I'll still be tuning into SiriusXM somehow and maybe hear a little bit of Taz, but that's just my prediction.
Well, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Whoa.
Mark,
before you start, if you promote something that you can't promote, please don't promote that. That's number one. But are you implying that I'm getting a show there?
No, I mean, you never know where you might land, Taz. You know, nobody
that's true.
Knows where now except for you.
That's true. I mean, there's a lot of things. It's the world is all of our oysters, as the cliche goes. So,
you never know.
I can tell you this: the Taz show will barrel through every. I want to start cursing. So, yeah, my content will be around. It'll be doing something. You never know where your boy can end up. I'm just letting you know that. Speakerphone Jones, been real. Thank you. We appreciate that. Thanks. Very kind.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Talk to you Thursday.
He's a good guy. You know what? You know, thank you, Speakerphone Jones. He's barreling through with Etsy, his plane or car, whatever the hell he said. So, we got a few minutes. So, Raw list. Did you catch a little bit of the Lana, the engagement with Bobby Lashley?
I did, and boy, am I glad that I did, because it's not often on a Monday night where you get work of a thespian like that.
Thespian.
That Lana. I mean.
What's up?
It's a lot of Lana.
Yeah.
It's a lot of Lana, in good ways and bad ways.
Hello. Well, she's okay, on the microphone, she is, her bit, her gimmick, I really believe, is to be as obnoxious and annoying as possible.
She's really good at that.
That's her job.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful woman, obviously. Grand Salami Jones.
Yes. Okay.
She is the wife of Rusev, and the storyline is tremendous, what they're doing. A lot of people hate it. It started out rough with her and Bobby Lashley. I actually think it's very entertaining. I mean, I could never do an angle like that with my wife. I would never want to do something like that. I think maybe a lot of men and women would agree with that. But good for Rusev and Lana. They could do an angle like that. But they did the engagement yesterday. The line was hysterical. If you guys didn't hear it, that Lana basically wanted Bobby Lashley to ask her for a minute. Take a listen.
Bobby, I want the world to know how much you love me. Bobby, I want to ask you to ask me to marry me.
You know, Lana, I don't like when anybody tells me what to do.
Oh, yeah. Did you sweeten the crowd there? That's
except wow. You.
Oh.
See that? And then they did the engagement gimmick. And it was very funny. And that audio was courtesy of WWE.com. So yeah, man. I tell you, it was. I like it. This angle with these two is. I know you haven't really been paying attention. You know,
I mean, she browbeat the guy. He had to do it just to get her to quiet down.
Well, that's the gimmick, you know. But anyway, no. It's the storylines become now. Pete, you're old school wrestler fan. Do you not like this? Do you like where it's how it's evolving, or not much?
I'm starting to like how it's evolving. In the beginning, I thought it was a little weak.
Well, yeah, because she wanted to get divorced from Rusev. She said basically Rusev was a sex addict, and it was. But it's funny hearing her go through the whole bit. Like, she was really funny the way she was doing it, you know. And it
what
was
a problem.
Very. It's very entertaining, like very entertainingly done. And it, at first, I thought it was odd to have these two as a pair. It's
WWE at dark.
Well, that's AEW. AEW has a show actually called Dark.
Under the covers. You're the one that brought up a sex addiction.
I know, but it's...
Don't throw it back in my face. They started it.
Because you only know like tidbits of things. So now you start... intertwining, you know what I mean, Pete? Like you're intertwining.
Keep laughing, Pete. Because I'm buying one of those bald-headed Mark shirts.
Hey, as long as that royalty goes in my pocket.
Yeah, I'll give you $2.
Hold on a second. We could discuss this shirt. That the speakerphone might have an idea. Now I got to pay him a royalty for the IP of the idea. Now I got to pay you a royalty because your face is on it.
I like this idea. Let's go.
What if I have your face on it with a blindfold on?
Do not do that. I want my royalty.
Wow. This shirt's not going to cost $50, so you get your normal cut.
Really $100. I'm like 500 shirts a day this guy thinks I'm selling. I'm not doing that well.
You might. Jeez.
I mean, that's a lot of shirts. But, yeah, I mean, I'm paying two royalties now. I mean, yeah, really. So it's craziness. Yeah, well, you know, so anyway, so I thought the Rusev stuff. Rusev, I'm sorry. I thought the Lana stuff with Bobby Lashley was entertaining. And obviously we're getting to a wedding here. There's going to be a wedding coming up.
And is that when Rusev responds?
I think he's going to respond heavily. Yeah, he's going to respond and destroy the wedding. Probably. I would assume that's what's going to happen. You know, he's sick of her, like in character. He's sick of her. He's like, you take her, Bobby. She's a pain in the neck and all this kind of jazz. So that's kind of where the thing's going. We don't have a lot of time to get into the rest of Raw. I'll have to do that on my
love
podcast.
Love the gauntlet match.
What's that?
I love the gauntlet match.
The gauntlet match was awesome. Yes, Seth Rollins. And then basically Seth Rollins, I should say, attacks Rey Mysterio after the gauntlet match, you know, to see who's going to be the next challenger for Rey Mysterio's United States Championship. No, they had a lot of great matches throughout the gauntlet match that had Truth in it, had Ricochet in it, Matt Hardy, Humberto, Carrillo, Andrade. Who else? Who else was in it?
I think that's right.
Tozawa was in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you knew that.
So and you said Andrade, right?
I did say Andrade, okay. Yeah. So anyway, I'll get into the details of this stuff when I'm alone, doing alone in my studio, doing the show.
In Tierney,
yeah.
Remodeled studio.
Deonna Purrazzo, she debuted for Raw last night for going after one half of the women's tag team champions, one half of the women's tag team champs in Asuka.
But, and my boys AOP were there.
That's your boys AOP. I love those guys with Seth Rollins, so they were doing their thing. So. Yeah, I'll get into all the stuff on the Taz show later on. You get that at Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast, Stitcher, Spotify. Why are you making a face like you got a problem?
I was going to say you can also get my Tandem podcast will also be available later today as I break down last night's Raw episode.
Well, you know, you could come on if I watch that. If I had time,
don't get up that angrily, Dan.
No, because you're freaking wired, dude. I just unplugged. I'm not used to wires being around my ankles while I'm broadcasting a radio show. It's unbelievable.
Got you in a witness protection program.
No, it's unfortunate. We don't want you to leave.
I was in that once. It was called TNA. Pete puts over the jokes. It's great. Isn't it great?
That was funny.
This is going to be.
It was funny.
Pete has been slaving away in this place, different stations, different shows for, I don't know, 24 years. It's all been a build to this. There's now three shows left.
I am the Steve Lombardi of this place.
I don't know what that means, but congratulations. Now you're laughing.
That was funny, though. You have no idea, but it was funny. Anyway, look, we don't have time for the undercut, Mike, I guess, right?
No, not today.
What did we miss?
Yeah.
Sports.
A lot of stuff.
Some stuff.
Yeah. Being pound. All right.
Bucks lost. There you go.
Anyway, well, yeah, the countdown begins. Your boy Taz will be. No, we got to revisit tomorrow about Chef Mike maybe bringing some food. I feel bad. Maybe he should bring, if he wants to come in. I feel bad. He should make come Friday and bring food. Okay. Mike.
Pete, I agree.
I agree.
Hello with the updates. Andrew Bogus, thank you, sir. You're welcome.
Thank you, Taz.
You're welcome. All right, thank you. Bye.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.